Yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geeked Up Podcast, your one-stop shop for everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, the first of which said he does not want to be here, but he is here. Say what up, Merle.
What's going on? I was tired, not going to lie, but you know what kept me going is that people just kept trying to tell me my story, and I said, nah,
damn,
I'm going to do my own thing.
He remembered, and it was good.
Come on, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
We'll call it good.
Damn. We'll call
it good. That's hate. Thank you. I'll give him a clap. My biggest hater just gave me
problems. I wasn't expecting it.
It wasn't good because he had to look down at his phone. So I should have got him written down in his notes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
No. I thought you were really doing dramatic effect.
I was going to do the look up, you know what I mean? No. But,
you know. Nah,
he's low energy.
Oh, my God. I hate y'all both.
My second co-host, who also didn't want to be here, but is here.
Out that nigga. Yeah.
What up? It's your boy Roy.
He gonna say yeah.
Yeah, we're here though. We fight through it.
Oh,
we fight through it. Yes, we do.
Nah, you the battery. You the battery pack. Okay, salute.
Right, if you're listening to the audio version, please check out the video version on our YouTube channel, Geeked Up Productions. And please remember to rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Your rating helps bring in new listeners and helps us move up the algorithm. Now, with all the promotion out the way, let's get into nonsense of the week. That was a mouthful. Goddamn.
Oh, no. Hey, look, I will say, man, like from one, you know, host to host, like, you be smoking your intros, dog. I like you. You're way more formatted. Me, I'm just loosey-goosey. Pause. But, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
As much of the week is Bob. Damn, I forgot how to say her name.
Hey, look, like, you did all that research. I think I threw you off. I'm sorry.
Bobby Altoff, host of the really good podcast, who recently started blowing up after she got an interview with Drake. She's interviewed Shaquille O'Neal, Offset, and others. Now, she's in the news because everyone's saying she's using us. She's using, you know, the blacks to get clout. What do you guys think? Is it true? Is she using us?
Roy. Nah, go ahead. You know what?
No. It's gonna look good. Go ahead. I'm not.
I mean, let's give it a buck. Yeah. I mean, her biggest views and the biggest clicks that you know her from are, you know, of, you know, the culture.
The blacks.
Yeah, pretty much. The blacks. Mm-hmm. It literally the only time I think I've ever seen her do, you know, an interview or anything outside, you know, of us race wise, the David Portnoy joint. And that was just her just getting her shit off about Drake and shit like that. We're being used. It's okay. Some say she's an industry plan anyway. Like, let's give it a buck. That's the topic for another day.
She could. All right. I pushed back on the industry plan thing in the past, but she could possibly be an industry plan at this point, but regardless, I don't think she's using us per se. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you came up with.
That's what's my main point. Because she already interviewed what's old boy's name? Mark Cuban. You know what I'm saying? Mark Cuban, you know? Mm. Big prominent white, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows him.
White? Is he white?
He's white passing, you know what I'm saying? It works.
There's some chamoy, you know, some tahine in there, possibly.
You know, he got pulled over. He's not going to say, you know.
Yeah.
Say,
you know? Look at the maybe
the family
section.
Family guy. Yeah. See, yeah. I knew
he's
it.
He's right in there. He's right there. He also, she also interviewed some white comedians, but like, regardless.
Who?
Bobby. She's.
I know
who's a comedian. Oh,
Look at this.
He's clearly not that famous.
But you talking about Funny Marco? Shut up,
no, you do remember Funny Marco. You remember Drake. But the biggest one, the reason why this is even coming up, is Offset, right? So she interviews Offset. Offset cooks her to fuck up in her interview. His absolute destroys her. Just so many funny moments coming from that. And people basically saying, why y'all pushing this girl on us? Why are you using us? But like, to me, that just shows how entertaining we are. You know what I'm saying? It's just because we're so good that of course she's going to interview us. Like, because we make the best moments. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, she's interviewed some white guys.
You put us with a Karen, we always gonna shine. Nah, I see what you did there. Nah, I see what you're talking
it's
about.
It's like the same effect, you know, Tiny Desk Concert has. You know, whenever the white bands are on, no one cares. But as soon as Juvenile gets on, the whole world loses its mind.
You goddamn right. Your boy Julian.
Because the blacks, man. Think the blacks.
Yeah, so I don't see it as... like
he smokes slow motion, by the way. I'm sorry, I know I'm late on that, but he smokes slow motion.
He smoked that shit, bro. He didn't even know what Tiny Desk was 2 months before that. That could have also been a marketing ploy, but you know, shout out to Juvenile.
Shout out to Juvie.
She, like, all right, so I understand, like, a big part of it was, like, the her at the strip club thing, just doing her little, you know, awkward, like...
Would you have thrown singles?
At her?
Yeah.
She's, like, fully clothed.
I mean, maybe the singles would have got her up out of there, but either way, you're not answering my question. Would you have thrown singles?
Yes.
I mean, honesty. Like, there you go. Right? There we go. I wanted to go a lot.
Do something. Stop being awkward. Drop the act. I'm like...
Drop the act. It's crazy.
That's what everybody's been saying, bro. Like people are like, yo, imagine like this being your shtick and you gotta just stand everywhere like crossed arms and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? But like, I think it's just a good act, like, get her bread. She's not the only person that's done this shit. She's just the one person that's annoyed the fuck out of, like, you know, large black amounts folks. Of black Twitter, like, basically.
Chick in Vegas, not Vegas, sorry, London. I don't know how I got
yeah,
Vegas. London.
Yeah, chicken was, date. Yeah, shop chicken or some lady. Shit. Yeah.
It takes all the black people to get chicken.
Yeah. Hey, that's worse. Bro, I saw a meme today, though. They got.
What are we going down, gentlemen?
I had a meme today. They said, who's the biggest culture vulture? They had Bobby, Adam 22, Vlad on that bitch.
Oh my God. Damn.
And then some other random white guy.
I had to move the mic away. That's some heavy hitters right there. I didn't know how to answer that. Right there. Oh, shit.
Oh, Trap Lord Ross, the dude that does all the big ass documentaries on all the gang shootings and shit. He's the one that called King Von a serial killer.
Oh damn!
Oh shit!
No comment.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that one alone. R.I.P. Von. But,
I'm just saying, she's not a culture vulture. I think she's just, you know, working her way through this new fame shit. You know, her team's trying to do their best to keep the vibe going, make sure everybody's still fucking with her. But like, yeah, this is. She probably gonna have to put a statement out at this point because, yeah, niggas going for her head. So,
well, just not a big fan of how she did my guy mainly with her. That's why I kind of just, you know, I blocked her off. You know, she hurt me with, you know, two of my favorite guys. Let me just say that Drake for starters didn't like that little tip with that, and of course with his best friend Lil Boat. You know, one thing you're not gonna do, you're not gonna make it seem like my guy was just completely and utterly awkward. You know, the clips I saw was funny as hell for one. And like I said, what's wrong with having an awkward off? That whole her and Funny Marco joint, that shit was funny as hell. That awkward off, like, why don't you flip that and make that joint funny? Like, you know, it is what it is.
I know I get what you're saying, but the shit she was saying though that Yachty was doing, where she like walked in before the interview even started, walked in, and Yachty didn't even talk to her for like the first 15 minutes. Like, the assistant came up to her, he's just standing in the corner, just like not talking, like.
Smoking hookah. Yeah. I mean, you in my house, nigga. I ain't got to address you yet.
Hey, that's the kind of shit you say for a book or you tell people later. Like, yeah, don't, bro, you just got on the game. Don't tell anybody about that shit. Don't go on a day port no Shoy and start talking about Drake and all this other bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's not a good look.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
So, all I heard was y'all going to continue to watch her?
Like, well, I'll watch clips. Her. Yeah, I'll watch the clips for sure. I'll continue to support her from afar.
From the shadows. All the way from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Not publicly, but just still support.
I mean, this is publicly, no. But, you know.
All right. Moving on to TV and movie news. So, there's a new show, well, new version of a show called Castlevania Nocturne. And I have seen this show. This is a fucking fantastic show. Animation is great. Story is okay right now. It's only the first season.
My nigga
season.
Is cheesing just so hard just talking about this. He's so excited.
Son.
He's so excited.
I only recommend greatness. Like, show me my scoreboards. All wins for me. All right, so... This amazing show is in the news for all the wrong reasons, because once again the blacks were upset. You know, one tweet goes on to say Castlevania
I do gang.
Castlevania saw us complaining about the lack of native and black vampires and said, just wait a minute. And then Castlevania Nocturne comes out and makes all the vampires black, but the main character has a whip. How do you feel about that, Merle? They're just lashing in your face, man.
Yeah, like, you know, why are you whipping niggas, dog? And like you said, you try to defend it, like, no, like, you know, like, nah, the main nigga got a whip. I already felt uncomfortable then. I'm like, yo, who's this nigga out here attacking, dog? Like, it's crazy.
He's the only white dude I've seen from this show, bro. I typed in Castlevania. That's the only white guy I saw.
This might get me canceled, but he ill with the whip, though. Pause. Might get me canceled. I'm sorry. That nigga ill with the whip. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Nah, man. I think we might just be acting a little, you know, a little rambunctious, if you will. A little perturbed for no reason. Niggas got to make it seem like we never had black vampires before. You know, Eddie Murphy, Vampire in Brooklyn. That's one. Blade. You know, that's two.
That's it. Aaliyah.
Yeah, that might be. That's it.
That's all.
Aaliyah was Queen Vampire, man.
Oh, yeah. There you see, my man came with this. There you go. Yeah, that's three of us. You know what I mean? At all, you know, 100 years. Shit.
So, is this deterring you guys from the show? Like, seeing, you know, there are slaves in the show. They do get whipped. Not by the main character, but by a white vampire.
Are they all black?
Yeah, they're all black.
Okay, yeah, insane. I probably won't watch
that's
this.
Kind
yeah,
of, I'm that's kind of insane. I know the crazy part is, like, just the amount of, you know how animation goes, the amount of, like, takes and redraws and all that. Like, you did all of that. Y'all saw this one white dude just whiffing the fuck out of just all black vampires. Anything, this might be an issue.
All black vampires. Yeah, we can't just... He was fighting some creatures of the night and shit. You know, he was fighting some uncolored beasts. You know?
Why do we have to be creatures of the night? Because our skins are not playing. I'm just trying
it's bad enough. It's called Nocturne, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I felt a way about that too, but I let that rock.
So y'all gonna let Black Twitter deter y'all from greatness? Damn.
Nah. But I did see on there more niggas complaining about race swapping, though. So,
what do you mean?
I need you to explain that to me, because apparently there's a whole manga of this Castlevania show.
Yeah, so
and even the manga and the anime, they had a character, and he looked cool. He had the long little emo hair.
Let's clear this up real that. Quick. Is it manga or comic book?
You're lucky the screenshot says manga. I'm only giving that to you because it said manga.
Okay. Just checking.
It was
I pulled your nerd card.
So I have never in my life ever played any Castlevania game. Seen any manga, anime, what have you. I've only ever seen this Netflix show. So I don't know what any of these characters are supposed to look like, but Roy has a screenshot here of what this dude looks like in the manga and the anime. And it's like Hollywood is really on a trope, son, because every fucking person with red hair in any fucking show or anything gets in live action automatically turned into a black person. And that's what they did for this. So. I mean, I like the character in the Netflix show, but again, I don't have nothing to compare it to because I've never seen any of this before. But here it is in my face, but it's actually pretty funny. It looked nothing like
yeah. funny as shit. Bro, emo yes. hair to a bald nigga. Like,
I guess.
You said emo this, hair?
Yeah, bro, literally.
This don't help my argument also, but that
also,
black
Jimmy
guy
Butler.
Was a slave in like the previous show.
He was a slave too.
He was a slave.
Yeah, if you look down at a bottle, don't look away.
Not helping the argument right now, son.
Yeah, he gonna take a swig at this one.
Yeah, it got me there.
Shit.
It's a good show.
Now look, man. You know, I'll play the I'll play the guy. So what drawn you to the what drew you to the show? What caught your eye? We were just like, damn, yo, this is it.
Funny enough, if it was Halloween, I was looking for something scary to watch. I just thought, oh, Castlevania. First season has 4 episodes. And I was like, oh, if this don't get me interested in, you know, one episode, it's not probably not worth it. I was immediately hooked after the first episode.
Mm. One's then, all it takes.
Like animation, like Loki, the fights are just some of the best I've ever seen, like in any show. That shit's amazing.
Even the I mean, like I said, I told you previously, like I watched a little bit of it. I definitely gotta get back to it. Even the voice actors, the cast, was pretty spot on, or not spot on, but just really fire. Like I like it. You know what I mean? I have nothing compared to too, but it was pretty good. I was drawn in. Like I said, they just took way too long to with new seasons and all that coming out, because there is a decent duration in between each season, correct?
Yeah, I was begging for like fucking more episodes, man. Like, I remember I started this show when I was living in Virginia, and like I didn't get the last season until I moved out of Virginia.
Oh, shit. That's good, though.
What about you, Roy? Are you going to give it a chance, or are you just like, nah?
I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, American cartoons.
When a nigga start off, I mean... I know the answer.
You know some bullshit's coming.
Yeah.
I mean,
just because of, like, how many episodes are we talking? Like,
so on each one, you got like 8 episodes, and they're like 23 minutes long. And then a whole story, a complete story, is told in each season.
This nigga a hustler, man. Yeah. Like, come on, dog. You know you got time for it. It's only 20 minutes, dog. Like, come on.
Yeah, man. What you mean? Dog. I just told you, first episode got me hooked. It's like, damn, I got to see what's next.
I might watch it just after this controversy. Honestly,
this controversy.
That's messy.
I gotta see exactly what this
white man whipping
niggas is doing. Like, I got
that's
I
just, some messy what, shit.
That sounds crazy, bro. I gotta see.
I just sent you a TikTok where the title was Richter These Hands Belmont, and you saw my son just boxing demons. You're like, I'll wait.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh shit!
Animation don't get me. I would have watched Fate by now.
Oh no, son! I feel that. I completely understand the argument just like that.
I would have watched Fate, nigga. I watched the first Fate, and then everybody was like, "Yo, that was trash. Don't ever watch that shit."
Nigga,
watch
Fate Tease. Confusing.
It is confusing. We're not gonna do that right now.
Yeah,
let's understand Fate.
Fuck that shit.
There might be a geeked up Fate watch one day, so we can
really will we sit down together. And just watch it and then
just
try
get
to
get through it together and try.
I'd be down for that.
Try
you
to
can find the
down.
Correct order in which you can watch it in. Like that's been my hardest thing. All
right. Thank you. That's the big one. Which storyline or which we yeah, have? What line we going with?
I know which ones are the best. You know.
Yeah, I know that.
Watch Fate Zero. You don't have to watch anything else. Just watch. Nah, that's not how it rocks here, bro.
Archer, Lancer. Yeah, fuck out of here with all that shit. Nigga thanks me.
Keeping it on TV news. So another TV show is in the news because its creator got us in some trouble. We'll leave his business out of this because I don't remember the whole thing. To somebody get it wrong, but Rick and Morty had to replace what's old boy's name, bro? I don't even know his name.
Dan, was it Dan Harmon?
I'm gonna say yes. So
No. Was it Dan? No, keep going. I got you. Keep going.
But yeah, anyway, they had to replace the voice actor for Rick and Morty because of some legal troubles. Go ahead.
I hate how I am. Justin Roiland. Sometimes my brain just be like, duh. Hey, just take a second. Yeah, Justin Roiland. Sorry.
Go ahead. So Justin Roiland was replaced as a voice actor for Rick and Morty. And now they have come back and they have new voice actors. Everyone's saying Morty sounds fine. It's Rick everyone is like complaining about. But my question to you guys is, have you ever seen a show where they replace one of the main characters and it worked out fine?
Bro knows all about that. Big Mouth. You know what I'm saying? They got an actual black girl to play the black girl.
So. It's very hit and miss. I mean, truth be told, now see, that's the thing. I didn't want to like nerd out right now. Now, what degree are we talking about? Are we just talking about just animated joint, or are we talking about just live action too? Because
I've seen it work out. Like, you know, another the best example one has right now is Fresh Prince. Like,
we all know about that one, baby. Come on,
I know everyone's thinking Fresh Prince, of course.
Yeah, you know,
like,
it.
That worked out. Are there any instances you guys to think of where like it didn't work out? Like they changed something and it's like, nah.
Like I said, we're doing live action. Definitely for sure, 100%. God, what was it? It was a Family Matters. Didn't like how they did it. They swapped out the mom, like, later on in the series. That got kind of weird.
I have never seen Family Matters. Like, I've seen it, watched it fully.
Don't say that on this broadcast. Like, I need you to.
That's a whole other tangent, dog. I swear, so many of y'all niggas never watch TV after school. Like, you just went straight to
talk about it, Joe. Talk about it.
You think I just wanted to watch Step by Step? No. It was on the TV.
Day by day, nigga. You become a fan, bro.
Like, who's the boss?
Family Matter, bro. Ah, ABC Family. All right, anyways.
Did
a question, though, friends, about a voice actor. Mm. I mean, who gives a fuck unless they're bad?
If they're bad, that's
when you go. All right, so let me put it this way. What if they just changed the voice actor for Goku in the English dub? You're going to immediately notice that and be bring back Sean.
Funny thing you mentioned that. I was going to say the old lady that does, and you know this, Genkai, she does Frieza. Our OG, she does Frieza. The new era Dragon Ball Z shit, the Kai shit and all, they got some other dude doing that. I think that's trash. I'm like, bring my old lady back. She smoked that role. Like, to some degree, especially depending on who the character is, yeah, it's very detrimental. It can really rock the show. Luckily, Frieza was just, you know, the villain, so it's one of those things you kind of shrug off. That's the one thing, too, with a lot of shows, whenever they do it, as long as you do it with the sub character so much, it doesn't really affect the show as long as the main core still stays solid. But
nah, it can still affect
about
the show.
Rick and Morty. You talking about...
No. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, now we're talking about Rick and Morty. Yeah, like, now this could be complete. Like, all right, just getting my shit off, I was already like cringing a little bit off the joint. What threw me off with the trailer, and actually, I guess maybe Justin had like a few episodes already pre-recorded and whatnot, because you can hear him in some of those glimpses, like, you know, just you can hear him, but then other pieces here and there. So I'm actually wondering how much of that season is him. But
that's even more garbage. Like, hey,
to switch off midway,
half of these lines in this episode. The other half was done by Justin. We didn't get to the other half. Like, what? No, you're that good, though, that you're going to sound like him, and no one's going to notice except when everybody does. And then, like,
pause. I know we bouncing all over, but Nissan, you could probably contest this. We just mentioned a second ago, Family Guy. How do you feel about the new voice actor they have for Cleveland? I think it's very so-so.
I didn't even notice, nigga. I can't believe forgot they switched to voice actors.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You can definitely hear
Cleveland's such a minor character in my head. This is like, I think anybody can do that voice.
Nigga, that's the only one.
That's
the only representation we got on that show. Don't do that, nigga.
You're talking about Jerome. An actual black person.
So who? Jerome, the other black guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to a pro. Don't come at me wrong, all right? Come with a Family Guy master.
Yeah, like, they bring Jerome around a lot. Nigga, don't do that.
He'd be at the bar.
They named him Jerome.
He'd be at the bar.
He's a black token character, you know, just like Tolkien in
oh my God, South Park, nigga. Yeah.
All over the place.
Play by a black person? I die.
I think now. Maybe. I think now when that whole
But that's the point. Like, you're not going to notice the minor characters, bro. Like, that whole wave, like you said, when they came up and said, like, no, let's actually get people to actually look like these characters to play these characters, for the most part.
Or just the same color. That's it.
That's what I mean. Same color.
I don't know. Sometimes I miss the voices. Like, I don't know. Like, all right, so Big Mouth, for an example, the chick who played...
he's on this ledge. I might have to walk with him.
Yeah, that's just like, maybe.
Change up now. You've been on this for like the last 5 minutes.
Merle, the black girl with the braces, what's her name? Missy, right?
Yes.
All right, so she was played by, like, I don't know what she was. She was some type of white, but she was in Parks and Rec. She played, like, the sister in Parks and Rec.
Oh, there you go. You know your shit. Baby. Yeah.
She played Missy, and I loved her voice as Missy, and, like, this new person as Missy. It's good, but I still miss that old voice.
I miss to shoot you, Bale, because I'm right there with you, I kind of miss the nerdiness. Like, there's that certain cracked voice certain type of level that you kind of hit.
That you don't get with the new person.
Yes. So, like, you know, we black, man. We can't be cool. I mean, we cool even as nerds, dog. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
But, like, aren't they going through puberty? Like, didn't they?
Yeah, they're going through puberty, so their voices should be cracking.
Voice change?
Yeah.
And is there a voice change?
Whatever. I see what you did there.
Next topic.
I see what you did there. Get the fuck out. Going through puberty.
All right, oh, Roy's on the board. Nice one.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been like, I swear to God, bro, people be trying to defend that show on Twitter. Like, half of niggas like, I don't understand how the show is so fucking popular. And everyone's like, you understand, it's about puberty. And it's so, I'm like, yes, four seasons of puberty. Who's trying to watch that shit?
I've never seen it. He can't.
Don't relax. Yeah, relax. Yeah, relax. I get it, my guy.
You had Twitter form your opinion for you haven't seen the show.
Yeah,
I tried to watch the show.
What stirred you up? I mean, because that's the thing about it too. Like that cast, that lineup is pretty solid too.
It's all funny people. They've all been in shit that I probably enjoyed at one time or another. Now. What guy did you mention?
Nick Foles. His name?
Yeah. I don't love everything he does. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's fair. Like his main focus now is Big Mouth. But back in the day, he was doing mad other shit. But
He was he tried to do the Key and Peele type of thing on Comedy Central. I thought it was trash too. I'm not going to lie. That wasn't it. But this is it though. This is it. And he's on The League too.
Hey, that's as long as you get your seasons renewed, who gives a fuck what I say, right?
Oh, shit. Oh, here we go. Oh, you just, oh, all right. He lined you up.
Keeping on to some more TV news. So, I don't know why this is happening, but there are talks that a Office reboot is in the works. I don't think it's anything like concrete yet, but it's just in the air. It's got me thinking, like, what are some shows you think need a reboot and some shows like be like, nah, leave greatness where it's at? Because like I think The Office is one of those shows just like, don't touch that, please. Even though it's like a remake of a already British show. I was about to say, don't touch it.
There you go.
It's great. You know. It's fine. I mean, there's moments that have sucked, but like, leave it alone. You know, don't fuck it up. You know, Merle, we had the same thing about Futurama before. Mm. We were like, this show ended so perfectly. Now they brought it back. And is it still the same, or do we not need this at all?
Did you want me to answer that real quick, or you want me to name some shows that we want?
I did ask you two questions. Answer the first one.
I was like, I'll tackle both at the same time. What do you want? but for the shows that we need, man, let's get a new Family Matters. I wouldn't mind, you know, a new Urkel out there, new modern day and age type of things.
That's a bold take, but
that is
like, you're probably like, bring back the Cosby Show. Like, what?
I'm not touching that one. What was I about to say? Definitely maybe like a Sanford and Son. You know, that's one thing, especially with black folks, you know, especially with the whole, you know, black dad's not around type of thing. You know, it's better than have your dad around as just, you know, shooting the shit and just talking shit about everybody, as you know, you're the good old son that just always has your dad back, man. The Jeffersons, maybe. That might not.
It's
definitely
a lot of
not
black
good
shows. You just bring it up.
Black shows that like you can't even necessarily remake.
Yeah,
like,
well, you can't.
Like, black people
I've heard
in
a single
70s,
good one.
Like no, bro. It's not been a good list.
Come on.
I don't agree with any of them. I'm just like,
all right, what do you got? Tell me.
I'm gonna take a cop out. I'm gonna take this shit on this nigga's shirt. Let's get another UU.
I'm about to say the exact same thing. Fuck you.
That's an easy cop out, nigga.
Oh my god.
We literally saw the Hunter x Hunter reboot. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're talking about like modern US TV shows, like, honestly, there's not a whole lot because, like, I feel like they're all like capsules of time, right? Like, that's the whole point of them.
Nigga,
like,
get your corny ass moment. Yo, those are time moments of time that, like, you can't
bring back the 90s feel, bro. We sat on, we were at DeAndre's house, you know, everybody was lit, and somebody decided to put on Smart Guy. You know what I mean? And it's just you're not getting another Smart Guy.
He's
bro.
A
like,
smart
like,
guy.
Like, no, why would you want another Smart Guy?
Exactly.
These black shows to bring back are terrible.
No, all right, line C, y'all don't want a famous Jet Jackson. No?
No.
Nigga, he didn't even...
That show was not good, but it was just good because it was back in the day. I'm not watching that shit again. What are you talking about?
Nigga, that's a spy.
Not watching Black Agent Cody Banks. Like, no.
Yo, hey, nigga.
Yo, get the fuck out of here. Son, that was a whack list, son. I'm going to say, son, just bring back Smallville. God. Just bring back Smallville. Redo Smallville.
You were saying bring back trash shows that weren't good. Make it good this time.
Smallville is great.
Make it good, please.
What are you talking about?
Nigga, there's only so many times I want to hear about this corn-fed ass nigga getting powers, and then, I got to be a hero. I got to do a balance with high school and shit. Shut up.
Said my favorite character's been out for like 80 years, and we still ain't got a good TV show. Please.
What you mean, bro? It takes time to make greatness, all right? You got to get it right.
Animated series, movies.
Gotta get it right.
They did one more game.
Time. One more. This next time, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to nail it, for sure. Yeah, so no, get your ass about it.
Okay. Don't reboot nothing, nigga. Give me some. Y'all got all this AI shit. Use all the AI shit.
No,
find all the shit that's out there and give me something that's not like any of that.
Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide for adults.
No, they don't even want to do that. I cooked them the last time we brought this up.
Yeah,
are they still doing that podcast?
Yo, all right, man. Yo, all right. You know what?
Speaking of those shows. So the iCarly reboot, just got canceled today, Roy. Today, yeah. All right. Yeah. So
yes, today.
Wow.
I remember people asking for a new iCarly show and a new Zoe 101. They got a new movie. Both of those have done very well. Surprisingly, it got canceled, but I just gotta imagine that everybody's like has fucking Paramount Plus to watch this shit on. But I think those are two examples of like. A reboot can work. It just depends on what the new story is and how well your characters age.
Is that a reboot though, or like a sequel?
At the same continuation.
Time? It's crazy because I'm the one that brought up this topic, and I know what I said.
yeah, exactly.
Just turning on you, but I don't know. Like a sequel, I guess, could work, but like it's just like when you actually think of like a new Office. It just sounds insane. Like
because you're changing all of those old characters.
Who is gonna be your new Steve Carell? We don't even have a Steve Carell of this generation. You know what I mean? Like
we don't.
We're lacking kind of a lot of good actors this generation. Honestly,
that is fair. Yeah.
So those I can't really even see that.
Yeah, those are examples of like changing out an entire cast, keeping like the names and stuff maybe, but changing out an entire cast. This is like bringing back old characters, but also introducing new ones.
So maybe we're saying that we don't want a reboot, but we'll take a sequel. You know what I'm saying?
But,
like,
all right,
take a good, like, quality sequel.
Now, it's playing devil's advocate. Sometimes we don't we like to see, like, those Easter eggs, though, when they do reboots or, like, continuations where we see, like, oh, hey, that's such and such from, you know, like case of point, like, the 90s show? Wasn't there, like, the whole Everybody Lost Their Mind with Kelso and Mila showed up on there, and then Girl Meets World.
I mean, just the fact that Red and Old Girl are there in the first episode, it's like my girl threw it on. I was like, oh shit, you almost got me. I almost sat down and watched this.
but you stopped watching.
Like, this isn't for me. Like when I was watching this, the 70s show, I was like 13, 12, whatever the fuck it was. You know what I'm saying? And like, these niggas are like a little bit older in the show, but you know what I'm saying? It made more sense. But
that's also part of your, I see where you're going with that too, is that that's always the biggest issue when wanting to do it is so much time like in between. Sometimes that time would be good. Sometimes that time could be really bad and be really detrimental to the piece. Cause like you said, niggas are too damn old. Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah. So another example is like, we got, you know, Proud Family. We all wanted a Proud Family reboot, but here it is. You know, people were talking about it for a little bit, and now, you know, it's everything we wanted, but no one's really watching it because, like, maybe it's too
late.
Except
for me.
Yeah, if the only one's watching it. But I think too much time has passed for anyone to care. But I think with these other two shows, Carly and Zoe 101 did, they brought it back, old characters, nostalgia, but also the story they're bringing back is actually a good story. Like, we all wonder what the fuck happened to them after. You know, high school, and they let us know with like backstories, and here's the story of like, oh, here's something else where that hasn't happened yet, like them getting married. And then I haven't watched the new iCarly, but I just assume it's for a new generation, like it's nostalgic. The characters are older.
No.
I didn't watch it, iCarly.
It's like bridging the gap. I didn't watch it. I just saw like clips on Twitter, saw people talking about it, but like I'm pretty sure they curse on there. Like,
yeah.
They talk about
that was one big thing
sex on there. Like it's just which. It's a little bit, you know, more grown, but like at the same time, it's like a bridge. But
yeah, so it's nostalgic, you know, but it's made for an older audience. So like, if like, you get your nostalgia feeling, but you also get like, oh, it's they've grown up with me type of thing.
And now when you think about it, track.
Never was.
Yeah, hey, bro. And now when you think about it, you see why these shows don't work out. Cause that's a really, really niche audience. Because we're over here talking about it, but we never even watched it. You know what I'm saying? Like we watch, I watch iCarly as a kid, but I'm not about to watch iCarly 2, especially without no Sam. You know what I mean? Like
true.
Maybe
that's where it's failed. You know, he got some characters back, but he didn't get one of the key characters back.
And there's another instance of race swapping too. Look at that.
Oh, where? What?
Then I really? Swapped out Sam for a black girl.
Oh, did they?
Alright. Yo. Alright. Speaking of his show cancellation, I believe that was on the docket as well that How I Met Your Father also got canceled recently. I believe.
There was no way that shit was gonna work. Bro, I ain't know a single one of them niggas, bro.
Except for Hillary Duff, right? That's the only person that's the only famous person you knew.
Hillary Duff on there?
Ooh.
I Met Your Father?
Yeah, yes. She was.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That one scene that I've seen that people talk about her, they're like, yo, this is from How I Met Your Father.
Them thighs, was, man. Them legs. Thighs,
crazy. Crazy.
Ooh, it is Wednesday.
Hillary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dooley would be proud. Nah, man. Have you guys even tapped in and check out? Well, first of all, I believe you guys seen How I Met Your Mother, correct?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
No.
Very solid show.
There we go. Thank you. Look at excellent lineup and cast. You know, man, you gotta love it. You know, it ended pretty wonky. I know. Yeah, wonky. I know. Yeah, calm down, relax.
Talented cast. Come on now.
But NPH.
Is this new? Like, How I Met Your Father?
Jason Sudeikis.
Is How I Met Your Father not stopped with anyone you know?
I'm not even gonna lie, man. I watched like the first like two episodes and I said I'm good on this shit. All
right, nigga. I'm thinking you watched the entire thing, ready to give it.
There's no way you're gonna watch it. Cause think about it. How much of Mother was like, what, 8 seasons? And it's like, did you finish it? I didn't finish it. I think I finished it. One of them Jones you think you finished.
I know I finished it. And yeah. I know that nigga finished it too, because low key I was blown about the ending too. Like it was very like, really, nigga? That's what we're doing right now. I was actually surprised, just, and that's one thing too, due to the distaste that they left for us, the audience especially, because everybody that watched that really did. It was on some like Game of Thrones shit. Like everybody hated the fucking ending. So I find that miraculous that they actually had the balls and gall to put out a show that was like a complete spinoff of that. Yeah, the balls and gall for real. Like I said, so shout out Hillary Duff though, man.
Yeah, shout out to Hillary Duff.
Who knows?
We all came together on that one.
Moving on to some music news. So I'm going to go ahead and put a disclaimer out there right now. Just right now, where I get any type of hate.
Mm-hmm.
I love the person that we're about to mention. I love them, son. Gotta make that very clear. I love them. They are one of like the... if not the best, one of the best rappers ever. Okay, I can't say that enough. But
don't have to do this take.
It's my take. I'm sticking with it. I said it. I'm gonna stand by it, son. Lil Wayne put out a mixtape, and that shit was not good, son. That shit was ass. Y'all about to sit here and fucking lie? You told me off screen you didn't like it. I don't know why you about to sit up here and lie, son.
Roy, you did that. Roy, not in pre-pro, bro. We don't do that in pre-pro, man.
I probably would have done it myself, so I'm glad you did it.
Roy, really? What didn't you not like about that one, my guy? Like, come on, man. It's Wayne, dog.
The first thing you said to me, he's like, yo, it's still that Wayne team. I ain't like that shit, so I don't ask. But sip your lime, Merle, and tell me and tell the world why you like this little Wayne
team. I can say, we agreed it was Roy that said that.
Hey, Merle, what's your favorite song on this little Wayne tape?
Bird. Man?
Oh, birds. Oh, okay.
Wow.
You didn't think I remember the chocolate,
son. The only one I saw people on Twitter like, specifically saying was garbage.
Now, look, man. I'm gonna walk this ledge with my guy a little bit. He walked all the way there. I'm gonna go halfway. No, I'm sorry. This wasn't the Wheezy F that we grew up with. This isn't the Drought. This isn't the Carter. This isn't Sorry for the Wait, Wayne. I don't know what Wayne this was, but I could have waited for the six.
You say go halfway there. It was all the way, son.
That was all the way there. We might have to edit this out a little bit because I don't want Wayne to come after me, dog. I love Wayne, dog. You're my hero, man.
I got one song saved after this, and I have played it multiple times. I gave it the three listen, gave it like the headphone listen, the gym listen, and you know, I gave it just like sitting here for the computer listen. Just one song each time is To the Bank. That's it.
Oh, I think it's the same song for me.
It
is. That's crazy.
Yeah, To the Bank. Son.
That's the only one I even listen to. That's so crazy. That's literally the only one, bro. I was like, yeah, that's why I posted in the chat. I was like, what do you mean? This shit hard. I'm going to listen to this tape eventually.
Yeah, that's the one song I say. So, like,
I'm going to listen to it.
That's just fire. So you don't have an opinion anymore? You just hear that one song. It's like, no, it's fire.
I don't have an opinion on the tape. I will say, though, that I personally thought Wayne fell off like a while ago. So I've been impressed with what he's been doing recently. So I'm not even going to say like shit on him because you know what? You're doing better than I thought. Especially that, like I said, the Bank song. I was like, oh, this nigga got some shit. He's adapted his flows to the beat. He got the good beat. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to rap over old beats and shit. But if niggas saying it's garbage, it's probably garbage. Yeah, I'm hoping that the next product is actually good. And this is also a weird time, right? Like, niggas don't drop mixtapes anymore. You know what I'm saying? You drop a mixtape, I'm expecting some unmastered, you know, solid tape with like a couple good songs I can take from it. But nowadays, you drop a whole tape on streaming, and then I'm expecting like,
yo, No Ceilings was so fire, dog.
Yeah,
I'm Single, dog. Oh my god, I'm thinking about that track that's in my head right now. That shit was heat.
I'm just thinking about the years 2008 through 2009 where that shit was like, here, any type of flick is like, oh shit. Yes.
Fam. Fire. Any MySpace page you went to, dog, play some type of Wayne.
That's why I'm giving him slack right now, you know? It's like, this wasn't good. But I hope like the next one is. I'm like, this doesn't deter me from not listening to whatever he's putting out next. I'm gonna listen.
I think honestly, Trupito, I'd rather we gotten that old vintage Wayne style of, I hate to be corny and say this, dog, get on somebody else beating this, kill it. Just so I can just be like, yo, Wayne did it better. I'm sorry. Let's just keep it a buck.
You saying that would have been better promotion, basically?
Probably towards the album, I guess. I don't know if it was just due to, you know, I know it's probably mainly due to money issues and, you know, royalties just in the third. That's why I chose to just go down with, hey, get my own beats and do a thing like this. It was, yeah, but, yeah, I mean, I'll give it another listen. Like I said, I mean, it's a pretty good album, you know. Like I said, or mixtape, you know, got to give it a try, man. Like, it's fire, dog. Like, y'all niggas tripping.
It's fun.
Like a bull face line.
The fucking liar.
Oh, my God. Now, real quick question, though. Do you think that we'll get that? I think the album is coming soon. Do you think we'll see it? Because technically we are roughly about to be in the fourth quarter. Will we see it by the end of the year or possibly
it's
got to
be at least
year?
A month after Drape drops. Like, I think Drape drops this Friday. So maybe like at least 2 to 3 weeks after that.
You don't think that this might be one of those things because he knows that his boy's dropping? Like, hey, man, I'm going to let you breathe. Or, you know, I'm going to let that breathe. Because, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to get my stand shit off, bro, but, you know, once the kid drops, like...
No, you're right, yeah. Once Drake drops, yeah. There's, like, fuck everybody else's album right now.
If you're not one of the big three, you're going to get, you know, kind of forgotten. So it's just, you know, I don't know. Do we want to speak about the other big three? Because he's been killing some shit for a while now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
J. Cole.
Okay.
Yeah, about J. Cole on Lil Yachty's song. J. Cole was on The Secret Recipe with Lil Yachty, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Yachty. He's had a fantastic year. Dropped a great album. Dropped
freestyles too.
Bunch of just one packs, two packs, just everywhere. All of them just hits. But he dropped a recent song last Friday. Crazy part is, like, the song dropped And the first thing I saw was a tweet about J. Cole's verse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to be like, where is this from? So I had to figure out, wait, is this a J. Cole song? And the whole time it was a Lil Yachty song, but everyone's only talking about the J. Cole verse part. And I'm like, oh, and then got to go find out why. Once again, Lil Yachty did a good job, but J. Cole just took it to another level. You know what I'm saying? Just like lyrically, just exercise niggas. That
what's up with him, by the way? He's has.
I don't know, bro. That's a good question. Like, literally, what is up with you? Like, any rapper that is on a streak of just killing other niggas' songs, what is wrong, bro?
I wouldn't, like, at this point, like, if I was an artist, I would not ask for this nigga to get on my shit. Like, bro, we good. Like, because no,
that's
I'm
what
not
he's
about
talking about
it.
On the song. He literally said, he's talking about, they say he's talking about Young Boy, either Young Boy or Dirk, but he had just performed with Dirk. But he's saying,
it was your by like, Young Boy.
He's FaceTiming with a rapper, another rapper. You asked me for the feature. Now you're scared of me. And now you don't want to pay me. Like, it's a problem. Bro, he got on a song with Benny the Butcher last year and murdered this man. Like rappers. Like, so yeah, I don't. It's just like 82 bars of just destruction. I'm hoping he keeps it going because we're still waiting for the fall off.
The funny thing is, I actually rather to see him keep doing this just because I know the fall is coming. And pause, when I know it gets here, I know he's gonna walk away. So please, by all means, keep doing these features. Keep pushing the fall off back, my nigga. Jermaine, you killing it, my nigga. Keep killing these niggas on their own songs, dog. This shit's gold.
Dang, loop, man. He's a new Lil Wayne. That's what you just said.
Bro, that was a convo that came up. People were comparing him. They were saying that J. Cole's feature run is on par with Lil Wayne's feature run, and then
I would argue that.
But then now, people had to go back to old J. Cole features and be like, nah, bro, y'all remember when J. Cole used to do these out of you know what I'm saying, out of touch, out of rhythm like features, and then you start to remember, you're like, oh yeah, I do remember J. Cole on the plane song and like how awkward that was. Now it's funny. Now everybody loves it. But like at the time it's like,
even to that Wayne point, have you guys, I mean, I know there's a random artist to throw out there, but you know, sometimes my algorithms be nasty because they know what I be looking at. But Tyga, brand new, you know,
that, bro, I don't know. That's a whole another discussion. Yeah. We need to bring Spice.
What you mean?
The sample usage shit going on recently.
Brand new. Well, it's, you didn't like
so,
that.
It's so nasty right now, bro.
Wayne snapped on that joint though.
Of course he's been snapping on all his features. Of course he did. He has been snapping on his features. That's why I was surprised when everybody's saying the album or mixtape was trash, because I'm like, he's been killing his features lately.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it on that one.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you had more. But I'm gonna bring it up. Yeah, I did. All right.
What?
Y'all once said Yachty was the king of pussy rap, and gotta say, do not agree. Right? Just because he made the City Girls song. What song were it?
City Girls.
Act up. Put some respect on it.
He did. Okay, yeah. Shout out to him. But you act like, you know, Trina, Meg Thee Stallion, Lil' Kim weren't out here just saying whatever they want about
Foxy
their pussy.
Brown. Put some respect on Foxy.
So bro, what are you gonna say about that?
Bro, pussy rap was on a pause for like 20 years.
Meg Thee Stallion was out.
Like,
so was Nicki Minaj.
No. Nicki Minaj was not doing this. Nicki Minaj came out recently and said, the music that is out nowadays is so vulgar. I'm not used to this. And then she came out talking about her pussy the next day. But she said that it was vulgar as fuck.
Yeah. She has a song called
This Nigga Stupid.
Called Anaconda.
Hey, but it's
But that was years later, though. I see what Roy's talking about.
And it's not even on the nose. It's on the nose now. Have you listened to the Sexy Red verse on
Pound Town?
No, Eggplant. What's that shit?
What the fuck is that?
Peaches and Eggplant. Like the remix?
I'm not a fan of pussy rap, son. I'm not a fan of
it. It's absolutely just, bro, there's levels to
it. Why not?
It's nasty, bro. I don't like that shit.
It's nasty.
It's nasty, bro. I like a little flair on it. Like when Meg was like, you know, switch my wig, make him feel like he cheating. Like, fire.
Je ne sais quoi?
Yeah.
That's what you like, huh?
Yeah, just the situation though. Don't just flat out be like, pussy wet. That's it.
Sometimes you want to hear, yo, my pussy wet, and it's just like, word, like, that's what's up.
They have a whole song called WAP, and, like, they're saying it, but there's also, like, you know, good jokes in there. I don't know, punchlines is in there. She's just like, my pussy wet. That's it. My booty hole brown. Like, that's it. That's the song. That's the tweet.
Well,
that's it.
That's the thing, though. I mean, see, that's the thing why I like about my artists. They're more, you know, it's down to earth, and, you know, that's reflect on their life. So I don't think you're missing the main point is that her pussy is pink.
It's reflecting.
And her booty hole is brown. So she's talking about experience, my G. Like, what are you not getting from this? I'm sorry. Like, God, you're not hearing her. Like, there's bars there, my
I'm
nigga.
I'm still stuck on shit. They're reflecting on their lives. Because look in the mirror one day, it's like, yep, that's correct. As it should be.
That's pink. That's pink. Went over to the mirror, stretched that joint. Oh, that's brown. Like, yeah, sure.
Hey, this is her story.
She out there in Miami. She looking for a new pappy. Yeah, come on. I'm looking for a new pappy. You know about the hood rats.
Anyways, to the other's point. Lil Yachty wrote
Act Up. I'm on there. I'm sorry.
He wrote Act Up. You know what I'm saying? He changed the game. That's all. Changed the game.
He did.
Now, for the better, I don't know. Is this generation for me? Probably not. Like, I love me some Lotto, but like.
Oh, yeah, I love Lotto. It's big Lotto, actually.
Lotto, I fuck with me some Lotto.
Nah, we only use the last one. That got her canceled for a little bit.
No, she is. Yeah. I was telling my girl.
Yo,
like,
you see
I was like. I was like, she is the blackest looking white girl I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Voice and all, because like she even sounds like a country white girl and shit. But then when you just look at her, I'm like, that's cornbread fed right and there,
like,
baby.
Bro, her with like straight hair, no makeup, I'm like, you look like a white girl. Like, I can see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are literally a black and white girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I didn't do that. I wasn't going to do that.
I didn't do that.
You didn't mean to do that. We get it.
Put that in my head.
All right. What do you guys got for your... I completely forgot what the fuck we call this segment. Jesus Christ. Under the Bridge.
Under the Bridge?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know why.
Damn.
Mine just completely blanked.
Because that burr. The Heiny. I'm trying to think. I was not prepared. I'm not going to lie.
I see. Let me see what I got for
you. Yeah, go ahead. Please go. All
right. So I just finished reading this book that I didn't think I even had remotely an interest in, called Such Sharp Teeth.
You niggas in these books.
Son, read a book, man. Read, nigga. Shit.
Read, nigga. It ain't gonna hurt.
But yeah, it's called Such Sharp Teeth. I guess I was looking for a Halloween book, but it's about a chick who goes back, bless you, who goes back to her hometown, and she gets turned into a werewolf, and now she has to deal with this and her love life. That sounds super corny, because it is, but it's actually a really good read, and it's pretty short. So it's called Such Sharp Teeth.
Okay. Mine is going to be called My Love Story with Yamada Kun at Level 99.
That nigga just looked that up. What the hell is that?
Yeah, he did.
Long-ass
title. So that nigga scrolling like shit.
I finished it like 2 weeks ago. I've been on like a little bit of like a romance anime binge.
Oh.
Watch me a couple of
that cough making shows. Cry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sweating. I'm also sweating.
Look, it that took me so bad,
bro. I did. That sneeze was like it brought back my allergies. But also, you know, these are such loving stories that I watch. You know, 12 episodes. You know, bring me back. Reminds me of when I was a hopeless romantic. Brings back those feelings. But yeah, it's a story about which is actually kind of funny because it's crazy how Japan gets away with this, but like it's like a 19-year-old girl meets a high school boy that's like 17-18 off a video game, and yeah, the little bit of a love story begins, you know, typical anime fashion. It
sounds like your typical crime about to happen.
Yeah, that's true. But hey, 1917, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it was a man,
he'd be fully.
Even though she's like the first, the first episode, she shows up to this, like she pulls up at his man's house, like or he ends up at his house, like drunk, like all that.
But it's man, fully coolie vibes.
Yeah, but it's yeah, and it's they play MMO together. You know what I'm saying? That's what the level 99 part's about. But yeah.
Okay.
Check that out if you're ever looking for something, an anime, a romance anime that came out this year.
Yes, stay with the stigma. Okay. Give us some romance, man.
Well, this one has a love story involved with it. It also follows the time of year it is. So, you know, Halloween's around the corner. I am going with Hubie Halloween on Netflix. Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler.
There's not a Sandman movie with no romance.
Preferably with Jennifer Aniston.
Bro, I wish Jennifer Aniston was in this one. I forgot who the main lead is.
He always has some bad joint as his wife in any of his movies. So.
Shout out
this
to
this one was
all right. I gotta remember that and my boy's gotta be on this bitch.
Yeah,
speaking of which. We forgot to mention that his boy was actually taken up on up on Twitter recently, Kevin James. Everybody had their little nice memes going on this and the third.
Nice memes. Oh my god, those memes.
Nah, that IT one still got you, huh?
IT one. Nigga, that was me. I was like, they don't know I'm IT.
I saw you look away when I mentioned that joint. He was just like, yeah, Kevin James. I was like, oh shit. I'm sorry. Oh no, nah, man! Hubie Halloween. It's not bad. It's a pretty alright film. It's about 1:40.
Why are you recommending that?
Because greatness.
Waste your time, real quick.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Because, and I hate. Because it's safe to say, not to be an ass. Like, as the Sandman gets older, like his mad eccentric ass movies aren't like, you know, like he's not doing the daddy, big daddy type shit.
Are you
shit.
Saying
he's
this ain't no click?
Yeah. You saying this ain't
this
click?
Ain't
this ain't no Longest Yard?
This ain't click.
So if you want to waste your time, watch this movie. You want to go again? We'll give you that a shot. So.
No, but you know, but the thing is, I did like it. Like I said, this you know.
You're not selling it.
You know, you wanted a few niggas get cooked on the under the bridge.
I know.
I'm staying with it though. I'm staying with it. You know, I'm staying with my underbridge. I like it. I love it. Like I said, it was all right.
Why are you lying this podcast, son? You used to be
looking. Look that bitch up. It could be a solid 3.5 stars. Yeah. Adam Sandler's like, wait, I did that movie?
Look, this one of the movies where he'll probably be like, yo, I did this shit.
This is part of his Happy Madison production company deal. Yeah, this nigga had like, they told him 10 movies in 20 years. He's like, all right.
Got Ray Liotta's in this joint too. Like, yeah, this was a pretty decent cast.
You saying like, pretty it was decent. It's pretty good. It's all right.
And here's the thing too. Like, he's no longer like making those movies. Like, this movie is like for like mad. Like, this is like straight up kids type shit. Like, you're in that 13.
You're not. I mean, you're not doing a good job. All right.
You know, I'm sorry. That's it. Watch you be Halloween. Give your own take. Watch it.
Holy shit.
Like it, don't like it. It's Halloween
now
theme.
Now I'm crying.
Spooky dookie. You know what I mean? All that good jazz.
Fuck is right. That's going to do it for us, y'all. Be sure to check out Merle's Under the Bridge. That sounds so good.
You'll be Halloween.
Yeah, again, be sure to rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. And we'll catch you in the next one. Peace.